I don't know how to say this in English, you know, the best way of to get more geese in one shot. The way they do is that they set the decoys about 45 degrees to the left or to the right from the direction of the wind. So when the geese are coming in, they will be coming about, shall we say, 35 feet, maybe 60 feet to the side. You would see the geese landing by here towards your decoys. And that is how those hunters set their decoys. And that means you could shoot as many as 5 in one shot. It has been said one man was able to shoot with one shot 11 geese at once. And that was the most who was ever killed with one shot. And that kind of hunting, these men would only have to fire a few shots, and then they will get the limit. And then they finish their hunting. And the rest of the gunpowder they were given will be theirs. And the rest of the geese they kill, if they want to kill more than that, that would be their geese. So it was agreeable and satisfactory for the both sides. And those who do hunt, those who shot the geese, they would get at their geese and pluck them and help out to the Opakitahoe, the fisherman, to salt them, and Opakitahoe and his wife were the experts to do this. Opakitahoe, I mean the fisherman, his wife was the one that actually prepared the geese in many other ways. She smoked them, those that are not salted, if they have used up all the cakes, salted containers, the wooden cake. If they have used them all, and then she would begin to smoke the geese. And she would smoke them thoroughly dry so they can preserve that way. And some she would boil them, and then she would soak them or put them into the lard. I mean the oil that is more like a lard. And then these geese can be preserved that way. They call them sikupesigan. And the other ones are smoked geese. They call them namestik. And then the rest of it, if she has time and if he together, the Opakitahoe and his wife, I mean his servant. It may not have been his wife. They would powder the goose meat. They would dry it and then take the bones out, cut the meat in small pieces, and pound it on the mashing stone. And then the meat would turn into white, not necessarily powdered, but very well grounded. And then this grounded meat is ready for food to be prepared as pimekan, which means you could have a lard or a liquid oil from the geese, which has been prepared, and then you mix that into this powdered meat, and you call that pimekan. And that's what it's called, pimekan. And you can eat the meat, and you can eat it with anything else, banak or anything. It makes a good meal, and it's preserved. If you don't want to eat too much, you just eat a little bit, and then a powdered meat can be kept for a long time. It won't go bad as long as you keep it dry. And it's the same thing with the smoked geese. they are supposed to be thoroughly dehydrated. Take all the moisture out of them and then pack them into the burlap sack and keep them that way as long as they don't lay around the ground, as long as they don't become moist. They will be kept very well for a long time.